From the point of view of the experiencing self, clearly B had a worse time. Now, what you could do with patient A, and we actually ran clinical experiments and it has been done and it does work, you could actually extend the colonoscopy of patient A by just keeping the tube in without jiggling it too much. That will cause the patient to suffer, but just a little, and much less than before. And if you do that for a couple of minutes, you have made the experiencing self of patient A worse off, and you have made the remembering self of patient A lot better off. Because now you have endowed patient A with a better story about his experience. What defines a story? And that is true of the stories that memory delivers for us, and it's also true of the stories that we make up. What defines a story are changes, significant moments, and endings. Endings are very, very important. And in this case, you know, the ending dominated. Now, the experiencing self lives its life continuously. It has moments of experience, one after the other. And you can ask, what happens to these moments? And the answer is really straightforward. They are lost forever.